took action. The court order the tax assessor has referred to are on my neighbor's land. They do not apply to mine. When discussed with the Missouri Tax Commission, it was made very clear that tax assessors are only allowed to act on land that is addressed in the court order. No court order has been issued on my property. The Taney County assessor wrote a letter to the editor in all local papers, which he said, quote, "The deed in the lawsuit covered a parcel of about 25 acres affecting the assumed ownership of 35 individual parcels," unquote. The court case and judgment was on one of the 35 individual parcels that were mentioned, not the other 34, mine being one of those 34. Therefore, the assessor erroneously misunderstood the court's decision. The decision has to be made on each individual parcel by the court, not the tax assessor, who has no authority to decide ownership per the Missouri Tax Commission. Secondly, the Taney County tax assessor admits in a letter that he determined that a 1912 deed justifies his action. The individual disregards every previous tax assessor's findings, the state tax commission's findings, all deeds following the 1912 deed, and all the taxes paid on the 3.65 acres of land. This completely disregards the 1912 deed. The last deed of record shows that I, Sharon Moore, am the owner of the land and its full 3.65 acres. No court order has ever established anything to the contrary. This is an erroneous mistake taken by the tax assessor. As discussed earlier, according to the Missouri Tax Commission, it is not within the tax assessor's jurisdiction to determine and decide ownership of land. The Taney County tax assessor readily admits to this action in the Taney County Times article dated August 17, 2016. In his misleading statement, I quote, "I have asked her to provide me with a legal document showing ownership of this property. She has not done so. Therefore, I have no choice but to adhere to the court's ruling and assess Empire District for the taxes," unquote. After consulting with the Missouri Tax Commission, they stated that I do not have to prove ownership of the land to the Taney County tax assessor. To repeat again, the tax assessor made erroneous mistakes when deciding to take action and dropping my taxable acres from 3.65 to 2 acres. This action was outside the limits and jurisdiction of the tax assessor authority. Lastly, as stated before, the assessor disregarded the last deed on record, and no court order has been issued. Instead, the assessor is trying to decide ownership, which the State Tax Commission said at no time that position can do so. I am requesting that an erroneous assessment and mistake and defect in the description of land that was done by the Taney County assessor be acknowledged by the Taney County Commission and be corrected for the 2016 taxes and all years going forward from this point on on the tax assessor's tax rolls and returning to the 3.65 acres. I do need your decision by Friday. If this issue cannot be resolved, then I shall have no choice but to escalate the matter with my attorney and resolve it with the Missouri Tax Commission. Again, thank you for your time. So that is it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Finley, you want to start us with a prayer?
Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, and again, we are humbled to know that you, the Creator, showed love for us and sent your Son to die upon a cross for us. We thank you for that, God, and we praise you for it. Pray, God, that you would just be with us today. Just give us guidance. Help us to follow the Holy Spirit's guidance in making decisions, whatever decisions are made, not only at this local level, but also through our state, federal governments, and throughout the world, God. We just lift you up and pray that you'd be a part of all those decisions. We pray, God, for those that might need your helping hand, your healing hand, and your comforting hand. And I'm sure that each one in this room knows many that might fall into that position. We know that you are the great comforter, the great healer, and we just lift that up to you and praise you for it. Thank you, God, for watching over us. These things we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen. Mr. Strahan, you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our I'm going to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting, Monday, September 12th, 2016, 9:04 a.m. Any commission remarks? You don't have any? Okay. Monthly budget report.
Guys, I send these to you. I hope you get them. If you ever don't get them, please let me know. I'll try to get them to you and give you a chance to look at them beforehand. There's a lot of information in there to even look at and think about, so send that to you so you can ask questions if you want to. Overall, Taney County is doing well. I think the one budget, the one fund that we need to be concerned about is general county revenue. It is down. We spent quite a bit more than we brought in this year as of to date, but we normally have a better fall, more revenues and expenses throughout that fall. So I'm hoping that will happen again, and we will be in pretty good shape at the end of the year in that fund also. You guys have any questions?
I don't.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you. Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 442107 through 442169, 16590 through 6598, and two journal entries.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous minutes and executive session minutes for August 29th, 2016 and September 6th, 2016.
Move to approve regular session and executive session minutes for August 29th, 2016 and September 6th, 2016 with corrections.
I'll second those minutes for the 29th. I read those earlier, and there was some contracts.
About the Davis contract?
The Davis contract, and wasn't there one other that was in there? They were posted in this one, and I didn't see them in the other one, but that's, I like for them to be in there.
Contracts in there.
The consultant's contract, yeah, inside the.
Do you want the monthly budget report in the minutes as well?
How many pages is that?
It's several pages.
I don't think it needs to be now. What I would like is if we, when he gives this next month, and we have a report from the budget from the other elected officials, don't have to put the budget in there, but a total of what their request is.
A total per office?
Per office. That always runs over quite a bit more than what we have available. Some years as much as $4 million, and I would like for that to be reflected in the minutes, the requests from each office. Some offices don't turn in, and whenever they don't, it's left up to Mr. Finley to put a figure in there. So. That'll be next month, because September is the month that they turn it in, and then we'll his next monthly budget report. If you don't care to, Donna,
I will put those in it. Still need to vote on your minutes.
I'll second the motion. Did I second? We didn't vote.
Correct.
Right.
You seconded with discussion.
We have a second, and we had some discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Amend motion for sales tax reduction.
Last week, during the motion, it was, I think it was supposed to say 0.2222, and the motion was 0.222. So we left off, what, 2/1000ths?
Yes.
100, yeah. No, 10/1000ths. Anyways, I've never been good at math. So amend my motion for the sales tax reduction to be 0.2222.
It's for the road and bridge levy.
For the road and bridge levy.
I'll second the motion. I guess the main intent is that everything be rolled back to zero.
To zero.
And to get it rolled back to zero, I don't know whether that
2/10000ths, I don't know what that would have given the county as far as.
I didn't calculate it out because we'd actually already signed it at 0.2222, and then your voluntary reduction of 0.0024. So I guess it would have been 0.0026 on the voluntary reduction. But that would have thrown our requirement for...
It wouldn't have gone back to zero. It would have been very minimal.
It still would have been zero, but you would have had a vote on it.
Right. Wow. This is just to straighten up the intent of the original motion.
Right.
So we have... You've made your motion, and we have a second. All in favor?
But I had a question.
Okay. Discussion?
Yeah. To do this, we have to withdraw the other motion. Am I right?
Usually, Robert's rules of order.
I thought you can amend a motion.
It's been done both ways.
Yeah, I don't think it matters.
How do you feel comfortable doing it, Dan?
On other issues, we have to...
And I guess I should have looked this up. Can you withdraw a motion after it's already been voted on?
As long as all the people that voted on it, the majority of the people that voted on it voted yes.
I don't know if you can withdraw. I don't know.
It's something so minor that
you
I
can make a motion to revisit the motion on the sales tax reduction.
Well, my motion was to amend the original motion, so if he amends his second, again.
Yeah, that's fine. It's so minimal. I just didn't want it to come back and so your motion was to amend, and my second, let's let it go with that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The intent is to get it to the zero, to roll back to zero and have
it. We'll get it to zero.
Notice of renewal for memorialization of terms, 2016-2017, property and casualty. I have a notice.
We did the health.
We did health last week.
Oh, last week. And this was left off the agenda.
Gotcha.
Move to approve the notice of renewal for memorialization of terms by and between Aulis, Agers, and Arney, also known as Aulis and Company, in Taney County.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.